Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hicks. This is episode 483. Thank you for taking time to join me today. Now, before we jump into this episode, let me invite you to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast app so you can join us each day. The goal here is to inspire you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus, and it's my prayer that these daily episodes are encouraging you on your faith journey. If you're new here, let me invite you to visit my website at 5minutediscipleship.com. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the gift of peace. Have you ever flown in an airplane in the middle of a storm? I have. Cups spilled, overhead compartments burst open, and people screamed all around me. I've never been one to be afraid of flying, but in those times of serious turbulence, most of us buckle up and pay attention. The story is told of a flight that hit some unusual turbulence, tossing the plane side to side in strong gusts of wind. Clouds looked more dark, lightning hit nearby, and an eerie silence settled over the passengers. In between their shrieks and screams, no one felt safe, except for one small child. He sat there preoccupied with his notebook and pen, drawing a picture of himself climbing a tree on a sun-filled day. To look at him, you'd never guess that he was on a plane in the middle of a storm. A passenger nearby noticed him and wondered how he could feel so calm, so she asked the young boy, "Aren't you afraid?" He looked up for his paper for a moment and smiled and said, "No." "Why not?" the lady prodded, fingers gripping her seat. "Because my dad is the pilot." When I heard this story, I reflected on the connection between our trust in God and our inner peace that we experience. The more I trust God, His plan, and His purpose, the more I can rest in Him. I can give God my fear, anxiety, worry, and frustration. I can find comfort in the deep knowledge that He is in control and that He is with me. One of the primary messages of Christmas is peace. The truth that Jesus has come to bring us peace is embedded in every part of the biblical story. It was prophesied more than 700 years before the birth of Christ that the Messiah would be not only a messenger of peace, but the Prince of Peace. The word peace appears over 400 times in Scripture. In fact, in the Old Testament, the word peace is the word shalom, and it is a state of wholeness and harmony. It is an inner well-being. I am convinced that the key to peace is daily abiding with Jesus. I've never been able to find peace without it. As we spend time with Jesus, there is an intentional shift of our focus off of the pressures and cares of life and onto Jesus. This peace is God's gift to you. He intends for you to have it. And if He wants you to have it, you can, despite the stress of this life. The peace of God is not the absence of conflict. Some of us are asking today, why is life so hard? Everyone has hardship. Every family has difficulty. It's called life. But there is a peace that we can experience in the midst of the storm. The Bible never promises us a conflict-free, problem-free life, but it does let us know that there's a peace from God that goes beyond understanding. Jesus said to His disciples in John chapter 16, verse 33, "I have told you these things so that in Me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." The peace Jesus offers is like no other. His peace produces internal calm in the midst of external chaos. The only way to find true peace is to give your life to Jesus Christ. Emotional peace and peace with others is the result of having peace with God. And this is why the angels announced in Luke chapter 2 that Christ would bring peace to earth. Luke chapter 2 verse 14 says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." Because of the birth of our Savior, the peace experienced in heaven can now be experienced in our lives. And here's today's challenge. If you are finding yourself without peace, if your life is filled with anxiety, stress, and worry, make time to intentionally shift your focus back to Jesus. It's the only place that we find lasting peace. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If this podcast is encouraging you, let me invite you to help us get the word out. And one of the best ways you can do that is by leaving a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. You see, podcasts with more ratings and reviews move up in Apple's algorithm. And as a result, more people are able to discover the podcast. This small step only takes a moment, and I would really appreciate your help. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.